What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown. It's been a little bit, it's been a hot minute since Coach Raz and I have been back, but we are back today, and we got a lot to talk about. We're going to recap the entire fall, the Bonnie Bowl. It was an exciting finish. That was a really good series where Team Holcraft took the Bonnie Bowl. Also, the renovations have begun at Handler Park, and then we're also just going to recap the overall fall season, and it is also signing day, Coach. So a lot of new recruits. It's going to be a fun episode. I'm looking forward to it.
Today's the big day. We've got a lot of letters out there and getting them signed and sent back and start doing some press releases here this afternoon. But it's been fun. It's been a really good, and I know we'll dig into it a little bit, but we've worked really hard on this recruiting class. It's a very talented class, and it would be a lot better if we could get Saturday's big visit committed, because we had a big one here Saturday. So, hopefully, things come together here a little bit, and we're excited to kind of announce these guys that they're going to be joining us next year.
You meant a literal big one too, right? I think you put out the height out there.
No, that wasn't that one. No, that one's done. So that one's in.
Oh, perfect.
This one's a big one. A Power 4 decommit, number one in the state that he comes from. So,
all right.
He had a good visit here Saturday, doing basketball game, and we actually had a little video made up for him from Adam Scheffler and stuff like that. So it's good. We gave him the full Bonnie experience. I think he got a burger at the Burton, went to the men's hoop game, got to meet Big Joe. So it was a good day.
That's good.
So yeah,
we love that. I mean, that's Joe Grahovic had a video made from Adam Schefter. Look, he's here. He's doing great things. So
it's almost identical.
Yeah.
In fact, they're all from the same state too.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was cool. It's cool when we have somebody on campus and there's a home game going on, and especially on like a weekend where they can kind of get the atmosphere that this place produces sometimes. And I think that people don't necessarily realize how lucky we are to have that. There's a lot of schools in this state, if you may go on a visit and they're not, they may have, better facilities or more money or things like that. But, you take them out to a game and experience the home atmosphere. I think we have something that's a little different than most places. So
it's a feel thing. I think it's really like the family community. The Franciscan values here, like this place is something special, and it's so hard to put into words. You just have to experience
it. You do. And I think that's the best way to do it. It's just like, you try to explain it a little bit before they come on a visit. And then when they have a full day, like he had on Saturday, where you're, visiting with us and doing the tour in the morning, going to the Burton, getting some lunch, getting ready for a game. And, when they left the Burton, it was shoulder to shoulder in there. Like, it was packed. And then, you go to the Raskeller here on campus and check things out and, get to go to the game. And now Barstool's been around Olean, featuring some of our restaurants around here. So, you get to go to one of those historic restaurants that we have, and it's cool, man. And I think, for a big recruit like this, I think even he was like overwhelmed of how awesome this place is and how special it is. So
yeah, for sure. We'll definitely be looking forward to see that news hopefully come out. But let's talk about the Bonnie Bowl, because that's how the fall season ended just about 2 weeks ago. And Team Holcraft, Chris Holcraft's team, won the Bonnie Bowl. It was an exciting finish. Like, it really came down.
It was the best Bonnie Bowl we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
It was. It was very competitive. Team Cordero ended up going out and winning the game one, and kind of put the senior, Chris Holcraft, on watch there a little bit. So, yeah, it was great. It came down to the last game, and it was really, Cordero had the lead in run differential, but Holcraft had won the skins, the golf skins, for most innings won. So game three, the only thing that mattered was the final score to win the series, because, you know, if Antonio's team won, they already had the run differential. And then if Chris's team won, they already had the skins. So it was really cool that it, you know, it came down to that. And, you know, it was funny, like out of the gate for game three, I had asked them who they were throwing, and Cordero had Tristan Ciampa left, who's, you know, a senior, experienced, tough.
Yeah.
One of our better arms. And Chris had Jack Kelly going, who's, you know, a freshman, never really put pressure on him yet, you know. And before the game, I'm thinking, oh boy, this is a, you know, it's a tough matchup pitching wise when you got a young kid who doesn't really understand what's going on. And, you know, then you got a senior who's a bulldog, and the freshman showed out, man. He went out there. Jack Kelly went out and gave Chris a chance to win, having really good first three innings. And Tristan actually ended up giving up a couple runs. So it was just cool to see these guys be put in different situations. And honestly, the biggest thing that I noticed after it was all said and done was Team Cordero's team was genuinely like upset. Like they were mad that they lost. Like it was like, you could see it in their face. Like, damn, we just, you know, and like, and for me, it was like, yes, like it hurts, mm-hmm. you know, like I want to see more of that. I want losing to hurt. And it was good to see this group kind of show that in what is, you know, for the most part, a meaningless series. It's just the end of the fall, so it's not anything that's going to be a permanent record, but they cared. They cared. And I think when we started doing evaluations and things like that with guys, the end of the fall evaluations, that was one of the biggest things that I noticed, is that these guys, they want to win.
Yeah.
Like they're focused on winning, which is great. It's definitely, Holcraft had said it in his meeting with us, like the atmosphere, the environment is just different this year.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. Just being down on the field, like the guys were so invested. You heard the chirping that you would hear during a regular game, just having fun out there. But they're also very serious and they want to win. And you could just really see it when you're down at the field, especially in the new seats at Handler Park. You can feel that tension.
Yeah. No, it's a great way to end our fall. I really love it. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and seeing these guys go out there and finish the fall strong and compete. And it was a good fall, man. I always tell people that, you know, like when we were discussing the turf replacement and some of the field things that still had to be done, you know, there was talk about pulling up the turf at the beginning of September and kind of hoping it would get done so we could get fall in. And, you know, it was a big thing for me to, you know, let our administration know, like, fall ball is the most important time that I have with these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it's where we really get a chance to put them in situations and be ready for the spring. Like, and I feel really good about the knowledge of our guys and what they can do. And, you know, I feel really prepared for the spring because of our fall ball. So, yeah, it was a great fall.
Yeah, no, it was a great Bonnie Bowl. I remember, I mean, game two was electric. Derek Duvall closes it out, had the go-ahead run at the plate, I think, and was able to get the job done.
The whole series could have ended with one swing of the bat.
In game two, right?
If Antonio hit a home run there, the series was over. So it literally came down to one at bat. The whole thing could have been over. And then, you know, a day later, Chris is winning it. So
yeah, that, I mean, just crazy. I'm just looking at the fall as a whole. I know you guys do. We've talked about the quality at bats category here. I think Chris Holcraft won that this year. I mean, he just had a great fall. He's bound to have a great senior season, had a great junior season. And I feel like he's kind of been like the heart and soul of this team. And I think if Chris is playing his best baseball, this team's in a really good spot.
I agree. I mean, he's been the most consistent now. I think we talked about it on the last podcast, but he's starting to stack seasons, right? So, like, he had a huge, you know, when he first got here as a freshman, he had a good fall. Mm-hmm. And he struggled in the spring a little bit. That summer, he struggled a little bit. Came back in the fall, his sophomore year, had a good fall. Spring was better, but still not you know, breakout, had a huge summer, came back as a junior last year, had a huge fall, then had a huge spring, then had another huge summer. Now it's another, you know, so like he's starting to stack these seasons back to back, and he is our leader, man. He is definitely the heartbeat of this team, and I wouldn't have wanted to pick a better. He's such a great kid, and he's been here with me since the first day, you know. So I love Chris, man. I really do, and I'm gonna miss him a lot next year. But I want to really try to enjoy every minute I have with him this year.
Yeah, I remember talking to Chris one night, and I was like, "Yo, Chris, like, you got to come back for a fifth year." He's like, "Man, gosh forbid a kid just wants to play 4 years of college baseball. Why is there got to be a fifth?" Just joking around. But also got a shout out, Alex Ebenstreet, the outfielder, went 7 for 11 with 4 doubles and a diving catch in the outfield, and he was the Bonnie Bowl MVP for this year. So definitely another big reason why Team Holcraft got the job done.
Well, he's, you know, talent-wise, I don't know if we have anybody more talented, you know, being as big as he is, as fast as he is for his size, and as smooth as he is for his size. I think that's a big thing. Like, when you get really big guys, sometimes it's a little quirky and, you know, uncoordinated. He is not that. Like, he's just smooth. His swing's smooth. Plays a really good defense. Got a good arm. It's just the end of the end of the day for Heaps. It's about the numbers. Like, what are the numbers producing? Because the talent's there. And I think that last year was his chance to kind of play more regularly. And he, you know, struggled a little bit with the numbers part. But I think he's showing that paid off a little bit this fall, and he much more confident and let us. I mean, he had 7 doubles and led us in doubles this fall.
Even scout day, like, yeah, the highest
367,
the highest exit velo off the bat of anybody, and not by like just a small amount. Like, I mean, he hit a ball at one point 109 miles an hour. The next closest was 100.
Yeah, he's a freak. He, no doubt about it. So I mean, he's one of those guys that could end up going out there and playing every day for us if he gets hot and starts, you know, producing those numbers. But he had a great Bonnie Bowl and well deserving of the MVP.
Yeah. Also got a shout out, Connor Wolf. He threw very well in the Bonnie Bowl. He went 3 innings. I think he only get 1 earned run, but his first 2 innings, he worked back to back 1-2-3 innings. So definitely got a shout out the senior, the lefty, and threw pretty well in the Bonnie Bowl. But yeah, I mean, just to kind of conclude the Bonnie Bowl, just overall as a team in the fall, for like the fall recap, I mean, who kind of stuck out to you that, you know, you were unsure of coming into the year and could really play a role come the springtime?
I think it was more about guys that we hoped would fill roles that absolutely made it concrete with us. You know, like guys that we had hoped that were going to be really good players were able to come out and have really good falls and kind of assure us that we made the right decision. You know, Chris may have won the quality at bats, but he didn't hit for the highest average. You know, that was Manny Castro,
who yeah,
425. You know, and Manny's one of those guys. It's like, I really like this kid. You know, what's the adjustment going to be like going from a junior college to here? How fast will it take? And it took him a couple weeks. You know, I think at first he was trying to do a little too much, but man, he settled right in and he played a great defense all fall. Was absolutely awesome defensively. And then the bat really got hot and, you know, just established himself as our everyday third baseman now. I mean, it's going to be tough to take him out of the lineup. So, you know, Manny led us in batting average right on his heels with the most home runs for the fall was Joey Calabretti. Right,
he batted 421 this fall.
Yeah, 421.
Also led all pitchers in strikeouts.
Yeah,
doing it on both sides.
Yeah, led us in slugging. I mean, he slugged 763. You know, and then Chris was there at 372. But then, you know, Chris Florentino is a freshman for us that we liked a lot. You know, he tore his Achilles his senior year, and so he missed his whole senior year. And he was a junior. you know, was first team all state. So we knew he was a talented kid, but man, when someone tears that, you worry about his recovery. And,
right.
You know, he came out this fall and not 100%, but was able to swing the bat a little bit, and speed's his biggest asset. And he wasn't able to really display that and still hit 385. So, you know, it was good to see a freshman have a big fall. We talked about Alex Heben Street hitting 367. Connor Vercoloni is Connor, you know, hit over 300, couple bombs, six doubles. One thing I was excited to see about Connor was the strikeouts reduced a lot this fall, and he had a lot of walks. He's actually 6 walks, 7 strikouts. So that was really good.
That's
to see
big from him.
Yeah. You know, and then we have a bunch of other guys that had moments. You know, Anthony Fernandez hit 300, and Christian Lamothe, another freshman that we like a lot, was near the 290 mark, and Ashton Ross was 290, and you know, so there was. We hit more home runs this fall than we did last fall. We had way better batting average this fall than we had last fall,
and
this was a team that broke the home run record.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
So, yeah, really, really happy with the hitters and our ability to kind of do different things and have some depth. I feel really good about our offense for sure. But, you know, the fall was good for our pitchers too. I think the guys that we thought were going to be, you know, really important for us have proved that. You know, Derek Duvall was awesome this fall. David James was awesome. I mean, when you start, you know, striking out more innings than you're throwing and you're walking is, you know, 3 guys in multiple innings. Like, you know, we got 12-3 strikeout to walk ratio for Duvall, 13-4 strikeout to walk ratio for David James, Ciampa 12-4. You know, you start having guys with those kinds of splits. That's what we're looking for. We want to be able to attack guys. So even the pitching staff, like they had a decent fall. So, yeah, it was a great fall.
Who do you think might, like, kind of emerge as some of your starting pitchers? Because obviously that's always up in the air. Sometimes you'll have a starter throw on a Tuesday, and then something happens where he has to throw one of the weekend starts. But if you could pick 3 to 4 starters right now, who do you think would kind of emerge?
I think that after the fall, we decided that we need to give the ball to David James on Friday. You know, he was a starter for us last year for most of the season. We did move him to the bullpen towards the end of the year just because he'd thrown more innings last year than he's ever thrown. But he looks better this year, more smooth, definitely just a better pitcher this year. So I think he's the guy we need to give the ball to on Fridays. You know, Saturday and Sunday, it's we're not sure yet. I think that's what the first few weekends will be to kind of figure that out. I'm not opposed to using Derek Duvall out in the rotation. I think that he can close and be a multi-inning type of guy for us too. But I know Ciampa can do that. So, you know, I think maybe we'll start with Tristan at the back end at the beginning of the year and maybe give Derek a start early. Him, Nolan Feet is somebody we really like a lot. Talent-wise, I think he offers us a lot. And obviously, Joey Calabretti is another guy that's in that mix to start. And, you know, the dark horse would be the freshman, Jack Kelly. I mean, he just
had a 1.5 ERA in the fall.
Just all fall kept rising up the board. We just kept climbing, where he's, you know, up near the top now. So I think those guys are guys that we think are all competing for rotation spots, but I think we have some options.
Yeah, of course. When James Capolupo comes back,
it's going to be slow for him, though.
Yeah, of course.
You know, James has pitched out of the bullpen his freshman year and did it a little bit last year, too. I just think with his buildup, you know, he's going to be 1 inning early, 2 innings week 2. You know, it's going to take time. I probably see him more out of the bullpen this year.
Mm-hmm.
But always a possibility for sure.
Yeah. All right, keep things moving down the list. If you could set one goal for 2026 season, what would that be and why?
Same goal we've had since I got here. Just got to get back to the A-10 tournament. Mm-hmm. I think that's there's so many good things that we can sell about the program right now and the things that we've done in a short amount of time, right? Like having the highest draft pick we've ever had, improving our win total each of the first 3 years here, you know, improving our team GPA each of the first 3 years here, setting the home run record, setting the strikeout record, having guys back on the all-conference team. Like, there is a lot of momentum right now. The next step for us is getting into that tournament. We got to make the tournament. I'm not saying we got to go in there and win it, which would be great. That's a career dream for me. So, you know, you get a chance to go to a regional. That's something that would be very, very special. But I just want to get in the A-10 tournament and go compete. That's what I really want to do. I want these guys to have a taste of it because I think this two-year window is very exciting for our program. So if we can get there this year, get that experience, and then carry that momentum into next year, I think we'll be in a really good spot. But listen, it's a long year. A lot of injuries can happen. A lot of different, you know, scenarios can pop up. So you never know. You know, we may go into that tournament really hot and win the whole thing. So who knows? But that's the goal. We want to get back to the A-10s.
Yeah, I love it. All right, and then we will wrap up here. It is today when we're recording this is signing day. This won't release for a few more days. So, Coach, I'm going to just give it to you, and you can announce these recruits that have been signed.
All right. Yeah, we'll start from the top. Excited to welcome Austin Sipe. The name may sound familiar because his cousin Tommy Sipe was the one who started this podcast with me. So Austin is a very physical, big outfielder with legitimate power. He runs really well. He's got a strong arm, but there's some serious juice in his bat. An athlete. His father's a high school soccer coach. Just, you know, obviously a really good family. So excited to have him join us. I think that he could honestly push for some time as a freshman. He's a really talented kid. Sean Munzer, local kid out of Buffalo, a catcher with a really strong arm, power bat. You know, there's some development that's got to happen there for sure, but I've got two really good catchers on the coaching staff. So, you know, we'll put that on them to get him ready and develop him. But there's tools there, you know, power tool, really strong arm. Cole Lombardo is a shortstop that we were very high on, chased him for a while. He had a lot of big visits and we ended up landing him. I think he's a kid that can compete in the middle infield at a young age. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come in and fight for some time next year. You know, with Chris graduating, we'll have three senior infielders. So to have a freshman come in and, you know, kind of work him into that mix is the perfect scenario for us. Marcus Brehm is a junior college transfer from Finger Lakes Community College. He's somebody that we've had our eye on for a little bit. Had a really big freshman year, huge summer, multi-positional kid. Plays short for Finger Lakes, very fast, but could play the outfield, second base, third base. We think there's a couple different things that he could do on the field. And then we got a whole bunch of arms. Left-handed pitcher Austin Allen out of Pennsylvania, probably our smoothest arm. Just smooth mechanics, fills the zone, competes. You know, an upper 80s guy right now. Right-handed pitcher out of Philadelphia area, Mayor Rupertus, is a specimen. This kid, I wouldn't be surprised when he gets here in a short amount of time. He's throwing 93, 94. I mean, he is just a beast. Kyle Mandalora is a junior college kid who is recovering from Tommy John. So he's actually not pitching this year, But as a freshman, he was their best pitcher. He was their ace at Monroe, where we got Anthony Fernandez from. He is a PA kid, too, which is nice. But he dominated as a freshman, as a left-handed pitcher. And I think this surgery has made him even a little bit more serious about his craft and his preparation.
Right.
So he'll actually have 3 years here, which is great, you know, as a junior college kid. Then we got Sean Spiteri. Is a kid out of Jersey, a dual kid.
That's actually right near my hometown. I just looked him up.
Really?
Yes, Glen Rock, always a very good baseball team in Jersey.
So I think his dad is the high school coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there you go. I miss playing against them, but the year after I graduated, our team was like the 16 seed playing them in the first round, and they were the one seed. We almost got it done.
Wow.
Lost 5-4, but... So that is funny.
He's another kid. He's a left-handed hitting catcher, but he's a pitcher first. Another kid that's coming off arm surgery. So he had a lot of offers before surgery, and teams kind of got scared off. But he's back on the bump. High 80s, physical kid, competitor. Liked him a lot when we met him. Bennett DiCarlo would be our last commitment that we've got going on today. He's the 6'7" pitcher that we referenced in our cryptic tweets last night. You know, big, tall, physical kid who, you know, has run it up to 94. So out of Virginia. So he loved his visit and really enjoyed his time here. So, you know, another arm that we're kind of leaning on to be somebody that we can develop here, and really happy with the way that this recruiting class is shaping out. And it's addressed some needs for us where we needed to get a little younger offensively. We needed to get a little younger on the mound and start developing some of these freshmen. So it was a really good class to kind of fit our needs. And hopefully, you know, I think what we're going to add probably – probably 5 to 6 more guys when it's all said and done. But, you know, with the roster limits, we need to leave a few spots open in the spring just because, you know, we'll get 1 or 2 portal kids, but we won't save a bunch of spots.
Right, for sure.
But it's a good class. We're excited about them.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the year, Coach. It's going to be a good one.
You got a gut feeling.
I just have the feeling.
All right.
This is going to be the last one for the fall. But then when we come back in the spring, it's going to be weekly episodes once the season gets underway. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year. I got that gut feeling, Coach.
All right. Me too. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's a fun group to be around. You know, the parents have been great. The guys have been great. You know, really feel good about our coaching staff. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement with the facilities going on. So there's a lot of reasons to jump on board right now because, you know, things are going in the right direction and we're excited. We're pumped up for the spring and it'll be good to get back on here with you. But, yeah, it's a good fall. Thanks for doing these again this fall. And
of course.
You know, we'll keep it going.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys tuning in for the fall. We'll talk to you guys in the spring. When Bonnie's baseball gets underway in 2026. All right, we appreciate you guys. This was the Baseball Rundown brought to you by the Bonnie's Online Network. Have a good week, everybody.